Check us out Saturdays live at noon on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Can I be heard?
Yes. Awesome. Good Saturday morning, Brooklyn and beyond. It is 9 a.m. and so begins the live broadcast day for Radio Free Brooklyn for Saturday, September 7th, 2019. You're listening to The Mothers of Connection on Radio Free Brooklyn, an hour devoted to the music and musical connections of the one and only Frank Zappa. It's a lot like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but the degree of separation is usually no more than one or two, and there's usually no mention of Kevin Bacon here. Though, I kind of wonder, how many degrees of separation are there between the two of them? I may have to do some research on that one day. Anyway, as you may have noticed, I am not Kent Corin. My name is Calvin Williams. I host the show Lush Vibes Radio here on Radio Free Brooklyn, Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's 2 hours of airy, dreamy soundscapes and atmospheric ambient sonic textures from all the genres you love to all the genres you didn't know you loved. Kent was gracious enough to let me take the reins once again. I actually sat in for him around this time 2 months ago. So I'm actually very happy to be back. This is a lot of fun. I'm not the most well-versed in Zappa, but every time I take the wheel, I always learn a thing or two. It's really, he's quite a character. His back catalog is just absolutely immense, and his talent is still unrivaled to this day. So it's always super exciting to be able to take a moment and relish in such a talented individual. So I'm happy to be doing this, even though mornings are not my thing, especially Saturday mornings. I got a couple of friends here and they just watched me mainline two cans of coffee. So thank heavens for coffee. Now, like I said, I'm pretty excited about this go-around in particular. The last time around, Kent gave me a playlist to work off of, but this time, when he asked me to fill in for him, I asked him if I could try to put something together myself, and I gave him the topic, and he was super excited about it. What I'm going to try to do today is kind of a Lush Vibes Radio Mothers of Connection crossover. I did a couple of weeks of research on the many musicians that Zappa has crossed paths with over the years, and it took me down a lot of interesting paths, and this playlist I have for you today is going to be a very, very interesting mix of jazz, fusion, and maybe if we have some time, a little bit of big band. I do hope you enjoy it. Before we really dig deep into this playlist, I'm going to get started with a little Zappa for you. We're going to kick things off with Cosmic Debris. This is the Mothers of Connection on Radio Free Brooklyn.
The Mystery Man came over and he said, "I'm out of sight." He said, "For a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me." But I said,
"Look here, brother, who you
now, who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Look here, brother, don't you waste your time on me.
The Mystery Man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo, but he told me right then when the top popped open there was nothing his box won't Zoo. He said you might not believe this, little fellow, but it'll cure your asthma, too. And I said,
look here, brother. Who you dabbing with a cosmic degree?
Now, what kind of a guru are you, anyway? And ram it up your snout.
But I got a crystal ball,
he said, and held it to the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right.
I wrapped the newspaper around my head so I looked like I was dead. I said some mumble jumble then, I told him he was going to sleep. I robbed his ring. Rocket watch, and everything was about. I had that sucker hypnotized, he couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him his future then, as long as he was hanging around. I said,
the price of meat has just gone up, and your old lady has just gone down.
Now, is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know, you could make more money as a butcher. So don't you waste your time on me.
Don't waste it. Don't waste your time on me.
Shanti.
About your loving, the sunny evenings, the fun we used to share, looking through the memories in my mind. Since I've laughed and cried and thought it over, now I realize that it's never over, only set aside. Thoughts are only you, wandering through the memories in my mind. How could love so real have turned so empty? I just keep wondering why. Will I ever find the love we shared together?
Yeah. Smiling face will feel every cloud. And
All right. I hope you enjoyed that first set of music. Let me let you know what you just heard. Actually, just to let you know, in case you're just tuning in, this is the Mothers of Connection here on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm Calvin Williams. I'm filling in for Kent Corin today. And to start off that first set, we kick things off with a little Zappa. We had Cosmic Debris. Now, interestingly enough, we actually have a show here on Radio Free Brooklyn called Cosmic Debris. But it's spelled C-O-S-M-I-C instead of C-O-S-M-I-K in the title of this track. That comes on Sundays from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. You should check that out. Following that, we had the Clark Duke Project with Sweet Baby. A song that I'm not going to say it holds a special place in my heart, but like it's one of those songs that like I've held on to for most of my life, because I grew up listening to CD 101.9 here in New York. I miss that radio station. Smooth jazz. Now, I should mention this last set, the degree of separation was George Duke, legendary keyboardist, late great George Duke. He was Frank Zappa's keyboardist in the Mothers of Invention for several years. And what kind of makes things interesting was in an interview that I read with George Duke, he mentioned how Frank forcing him to sing at concerts while playing keyboards inspired him and like gave him the confidence to really start singing in his solo albums and future collaborations. And with the Clark Duke Project, that was a collaboration with bassist Stanley Clark, who is one of the many collaborators that George Duke would work with over the course of his very illustrious post-Mothers of Invention career. The Clark Duke Project actually spawned three volumes of music between 1981 and 1990, and I would recommend you check those out because they are fantastic. Following Sweet Baby was Mornin' by Al Jarreau. Now, Al Jarreau was a longtime friend of George Duke, collaborating together going back to the early to mid 60s. Back in 2014, a year after George Duke passed, Al Jarreau released My Old Friend, celebrating George Duke, an album commemorating the life and times of George Duke. He had a lot of popular smooth jazz and fusion artists collaborate in that album, doing covers of a lot of Duke's more famous songs. So I would also recommend you check that one out. And to close out that last set, we had Billy Cobham with Spanish Moss, A Sound Portrait. Drummer Billy Cobham was another collaborator of George Duke, and they formed the Billy Cobham George Duke Band. One of their more notable albums was the Live on Tour in Europe album. I didn't realize how many album recommendations I had for you in just for that last set, but George Duke put out such incredible music over the 40, all close to 50 year career, his close to 50 year career. And if you have Spotify, go check that music out. It's phenomenal. He was a fantastic singer, a phenomenal keyboardist, just all around incredible musician. May he rest in peace. We're going to move on to our second set of music. We're going to kick things off with violinist Jean-Luc Ponty. I'll give you the connection with him after this coming set. This is Ethereal Mood. You're listening to The Mothers of Connection on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you. Back. You're listening to the Mothers of Connection here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Calvin Williams. I'm filling in for Kent Corn today. I hope you enjoyed that last set of music. Here's what you heard. We started that set off with Jean-Luc Ponty with Ethereal Mood. Now, violinist Jean-Luc Ponty was a member of the Mothers of Invention. Very interesting story behind Jean-Luc Ponty. Before his involvement with the Mothers of Invention, he did an album with George Duke called The Jean-Luc Ponty Experience with the George Duke Orchestra back in 1969. Also in 1969, he released an album called Jean-Luc Ponty Plays the Music of Frank Zappa, of which Frank Zappa played guitar in one of those tracks. I believe it was track 4, if I recall correctly. In 1972... Frank invited Jean-Luc Ponty to join the Mothers of Invention, and that was when Jean-Luc Ponty and his family emigrated from France to the United States. So very, very, very interesting story behind that. Following that, we had the Brecker Brothers with Sponge. Now, the Brecker Brothers, Michael, who played sax, flute, and iwi, the electronic wind instrument, and Randy, who played trumpet and flugelhorn, were also members of the Mothers of Invention, and their contributions can be heard in the album Zappa in New York. I actually really like that album. That was, like, just listening to the Mothers of Invention live is just a kind of a delightfully bizarre experience, like even more so than the albums, the studio albums themselves. Following that, we had Eric Dolphy with Mandrake. Now, Frank's album, the Mothers of Invention album, Freak Out, on the front of the cover, there is an enormous list, which is started off with this following quote: "These people have contributed materially in many ways to make our music what it is. Please do not hold it against them." And what preceded it was an absolutely enormous list of people that either Frank knows, knew, collaborated with, or was inspired by. And saxophonist Eric Dolphy was in that list. Following that, we had Stan Getz and Bill Evans with But Beautiful. Now, pianist Bill Evans was another name in that list. What you're listening to right now is Thelonious Monk with Blue Monk. Thelonious Monk was a jazz influence for Zappa, and Zappa actually quoted some of Monk's music in a few of his tracks. Like Blue Monk was quoted in The Purple Lagoon on Zappa in New York. Straight No Chaser was quoted in Bebop Tango on the album Roxy and Elsewhere, among other influences. So we have about 13 minutes left, so I may not be able to play a lot of the music that I want to play for the final set, but I just want to go over a little bit of housekeeping. Radio Free Brooklyn, as you may already know, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you. To help support our mission, we invite you to make a one-time donation or a monthly pledge at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Every cent helps us to continue to stay on the air, so please support independent community media by pledging whatever you can afford. All contributions are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. Once again, that's radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Also, just wanted to let you know, we have a mobile app available for Android at the Google Play Store and for iOS, all your iOS devices, at the Apple App Store. We're going to keep things moving because we're a bit pressed for time. Time really goes by when you're having fun and listening to Zappa and all of the many influences and collaborators that he's had over the years. Up next, we have Charles Mingus with Profile of Jackie. This is the Mothers of Connection on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you.
magic mountain. Magic mountain,
mountain, magic,
with your golden feet,
mountain, magic,
this one
mountain,
wish,
magic,
I beg of you,
mountain,
please,
magic,
magic mountain,
mountain,
please,
magic
beg of you.
Right. That was our final set for the day. I'm kind of sad I had to cut into this track, but time just kind of got away from me. So real quick, just to let you know what you just heard, we had Charles Mingus with Profile of Jackie. Following that was The Medallions with Magic Mountain. Now, bassist Charles Mingus and singer Vernon Green of The Medallions were two names that were part of the many names in the freakout list. What you're listening to right now is The Weather Report with Three Clowns. Now, the degree of separation between Frank Zappa and The Weather Report is drummer Chester Thompson. Chester Thompson was a member of the Mothers of Invention between 1973 and 1974. So, what I wanted to do here was pick a Weather Report track that I knew Chester Thompson played in. So, this is Three Clowns by The Weather Report. Got a few more minutes left. I want to thank everybody who tuned in. I want to give a shout out to my mom. Mwah. Mom, thank you for listening. Justin, thank you for tuning in, even though it's just shy of 7 a.m. where you are right now. So I definitely do appreciate you listening. Terry down in North Carolina, that was a very nice surprise. I appreciate you listening. I'm glad you enjoyed everything. And Last but not least, I want to thank Kent for letting me take the reins on this show once again. I hope I did you and Frank justice. If you are so inclined, please check out my show, Lush Vibes Radio, Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Hit up rfb.nyc/moc to catch previous episodes of The Mothers of Connection. And hit up Kent at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org or follow him on Instagram at The Mothers of Connection. If you are so inclined, hit me up at Lush Vibes Radio on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and check out my show. We're just about done with Three Clowns. I wanted to close out this show with a Zappa track that I personally love. This here is the live version of I'm the Slime, featuring legendary NBC announcer Don Pardo with his incredibly commanding voice taking a significant role in this track. Up next is Race to the Bottom with John Reed, who is patiently waiting outside. So I'm going to close up for the day. Thank you so much for listening. Keep listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
I am gross and perverted. I'm obsessed and deranged. I have existed for years, but very little has changed. I'm the tool of the government and industry too, for I am destined to rule and regulate you. I might be vile and pernicious, but you can't look away. I make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that I say. I'm the best you can get. Have you guessed me yet? I'm the slime oozing out from your...
Take it away, Don Pardo!
You will obey me while I lead you and eat the...